Good morning. Noisy morning this morning. 7:23 a.m. on Wednesday, June the 19th, 2024. I have new ears. Well, I have hearing aids. The ears are still the old ears, but I got my hearing aids fitted yesterday. It's going to take a bit of getting used to. It's a lot like getting used to glasses. Particularly, you know, you get a new prescription and everything seems just a little bit wonky. Everything sounds just a little bit wonky. The left ear has something of an irritating static hiss all the time. I have to keep adjusting it. There we go. And the adjustment doesn't last very long. The earbuds detect changes. The hearing aids detect changes in the soundscape and adjusts automatically to facilitate hearing in those environments. So there's a movie and TV and restaurant and places where background noise changes depending on whether or not you want to hear mostly from the front or suppress sounds from the back or stuff like that. Oh, great blue heron, good morning. And the difficult part is that it does it automatically. It does it without intervention on my part. So whenever the background noise changes back to some sort of low-level default, it goes back to automatic, which resets all of the manual settings that I might have done with it. I have to figure out how to make those manual settings more permanent. So when it goes back to automatic, I have the offset for that left ear. I go back and talk to the audiologist in a couple of weeks, July 1, and I will see what I can do about having the default levels adjusted for that left ear, because it's really tedious to have static in my left ear all the time. Other than that, it's been pretty low trauma. It's been pretty interesting. I have it does stream to my phone, and it does do the audio recording through the earbud, through the hearing aid. So it actually links to voice recorder on my new phone. I tested it, and the problem is that it has a very, very high sound floor. And so I have to really speak up loud to be heard over the sound floor. Not something I really want to do in my morning mumble. It's interesting, that bird chirp. I haven't had trouble. I haven't had trouble in my life for quite a while, it seems. So now that I suddenly have trouble, it's sometimes a bit disconcerting. My nice clicky keyboard sounds tinny now. It's quite... A lot of things sound tinny. A lot of sounds sound where they might have been a discrete ping before are now a spoon tap on a metal bowl. There's that left ear again. No? Still at its normal setting. Okay, well. My glasses cause a problem as well. Morning. The earpieces, there's a word for them, I can't think of what it is now. But the earpieces rest right on the top of the hearing aid behind my ear. And it does weird things, like when I'm chewing or even talking while wearing the glasses, it will adjust the hearing aid because one of the bows, sits right on the increase sound. And none of it is on the bottom half, which is the decrease sound. So it will, over time, just keep making them louder and louder and louder, which is aggravating. Which is too bad, because I really like the glasses that I have. They're very comfortable. Anyway, old people problems. It's cool, chilly. Jeez, I'm wearing 3 shirts this morning and I'm still a little bit cold. I got a bit of solar gain coming west. Full on my back. The sun's high enough that it was just full on my back. What little came through warmed me nicely, but now I'm down in the shade again. It's a bit nippy. Did my journaling this morning with my Parker 41. That is really a sweet little pen. The pisser is that it dries out so fast, that it's so hard to start. If I use it every day, then it's okay. But I've got 4 pens in rotation and I tend to, you know, switch among them. And getting it started again after it's been sitting, it's aggravating. On balance, I think, I hope this is a good thing. It'll take some getting used to. Really doesn't like my headphones. I may have to take them out when I'm playing, which means most of the day we'll not have them in, but I don't know, we'll see how it goes. It was like like, trying to get used to it yesterday. And it's not too bad when you're just walking around. You get in a battle and there's a lot of noise going on, and there's a lot of up and down and back and forth and sounds and roars and bullets and clangs, and it gets a little bit overwhelmed. And I think it doesn't help that the headphones press my glasses, the Bose, in and makes them less flexible in terms of movement around my jaw. A couple with a big dog off a leash. He's carrying the leash, but the dog is not. I'm gonna slow down a little bit, let them get ahead of me. My legs are tired today too. I don't know quite what the problem is. But today's off to a good start. I've got to get groceries this morning. I am out of, God help me, I am out of onions, which means I can't possibly fix dinner unless it's just to throw in a frozen lasagna or something. But yeah, should probably do the grocery run today. Do it this morning. Excuse me. Later this morning when my wife gets up. So I can, I gotta wait till 9 o'clock anyway for the pharmacy to open, because there's prescriptions to pick up and all that good stuff. Normal life bullshit. I'm still working through book three. Wow. I'm still working through book three of All the Skills. It's a really good book. I really enjoy it. And the thing put the dog on a leash. Good. The thing about reading a good book, because I don't read bad books anymore very much, and hardly ever get a marginal one, because samples usually weed them out. But they make me want to write again. They make me want to get the word processor out and see if I can do better. And Honoré is one of those authors who does that for me. Jesus, I have a clear tissue. My nose is just saying, what is this? Allergy season or something? Come on, with it. Stay with me. Monk post. Well, that was a meaty slap. I slowed down that much. They're already a block ahead of me. Actually, I slowed down quite a lot. I was, my hips and legs are tired today. They shouldn't be. It's only been like, what, this is the second, third day in a row? I missed Sunday. It's cold. 54. Supposed to be cool through the day and then warm up toward the weekend. Have more seasonal temperatures. This is actually pretty, I think this is actually pretty seasonal for June. 50s overnight. 90s during the day is actually pretty common here. Oh, here comes the neighbor. He's trucking right along. He's gonna come by me here shortly. See if I can hear him coming. Looks irritating. They've got a big hole dug up by the side of the street here. Looks like they're working on sprinklers. Wonder where he went. The guy that was behind me isn't behind me anymore. That one. Pretty sure he didn't walk past. Anyway, Fallout 4 continues to engage me. I'm playing it really just low-key, just the way I want to play it. It's like, okay, well, we're going to do this one, we're going to do that one. Still have yet to finish off the Far Harbor DLC. I'll get to that. I've got some decent radiation resistance now, so Far Harbor isn't that much of a challenge anymore. I can swim in the water, so getting around the island is pretty easy. Just jump in and swim. There are very few beasts loose in the water. Robin cheering away. I got a couple new pens coming. I haven't seen things that I wanted to buy for a while. It's like a whole week and a half, 2 weeks. I think this is actually the first time all month that I bought a pen. I'm really glad I picked up the Jinhao 80 from the last part of May. That's a workhorse pen. That's a really nice, solid, nothing fancy, lays down a nice line of ink pen. Parker 41 is sort of like that. If it didn't start hard, it would be another one. It's very much like a 21. I still haven't tried my 51. I need to. It needs work. But I suppose I should at least try to see if, even with a twisted cowl, if it actually works correctly. Parker 51 has been a flagship for Parker Company, or was the flagship for the Parker Company for a very, very long time. So lots of 51s out there. And they still go for 50, 60, 70, one the other day for $80. I'm like, no. I'm not going to spend $80 on a Parker 51. I might spend $50 on an Esterbrook. I see a lot of vintage Esterbrooks. I don't see a lot of contemporary Esterbrooks. They don't. Either they don't sell very many, or the people who have them don't let them go. And given that the current low-end Esterbrook is like $125, that's saying something. But I really like my J. I keep going back to that one. And it's like, it's got, what's it got in it right at the moment? Oxblood. So it's a really dark, dark red. It's quite a nice ink. And the Esterbrook is a red pen, so red pen, red ink. It's amazing how many people put the same color ink as their pen body. And of course, those who have transparent pens always have their pens match their ink color. I must be allergies. I'm getting allergic in my old age. Some rye already bended down. Few strands of intermediary wheatgrass out here along the way. Not very many. There's more on the other side of the park. Is it bladed? I can't remember. Is it bladed or crested wheatgrass? That's a couple of those are looking pretty close to being ripe. So some of this rye. It's a little early for rye, isn't it? For sure feels good, I'll tell you that much. Even unzip this hoodie a little bit. Oh, the prickly white poppies are, they really show up. They've got their white, bright white flowers, and just at the top of the grass level. So the little white blossoms pop. It's like, whoa, look at that. It's a flower. Oh yeah. Keep it down now, voices carry. It's very odd to have music wherever I go, whenever I want, even if it's kind of tinny radio sounding. It's not exactly high fidelity, but it's like, I don't have to fumble for earbuds. I don't have to weigh the pros and cons of earbuds versus hearing, even limited though it was, because I can adjust the balance between ambient sound and music. Which would be really handy if I could get it to link to my computer. I don't feel like messing with it right at the moment. Well, anyway, because right at the moment, A, I'm not on my computer, but B, I am at the back gate. Oh my God, 25 minutes. I'm just barely ambling along here. This is not good. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.